That SoCal tone means it's time for the SWAPA Ride Report for Friday, April 5th, 2024. As a Dallas FO, I'm not an ETOPS guy, and I thought it was an old AOL email alert as well. The SWAPA Ride Report is your source for headlines, updates, and answers to frequently asked questions regarding your new collective bargaining agreement. I'm your host, First Officer Tony Mulhare from SWAPA Communications. Let's start this week with a reminder. This affects your money, so pay attention. The open enrollment period for MetLife STD and LTD is open from now until 12 April. Go back and watch Brent and Tony's benefits presentation from Tuesday if you haven't seen it yet. You can find that video at swapa.org on the homepage carousel. Benefits will host another virtual meeting on Tuesday, 9 April at 1000 Herb. Remember, if you do nothing during this open enrollment period, you will be automatically enrolled in STD and LTD Plan A. A few common questions on the benefits front. First, how much do I need to make to max out the STD benefit of $2,500 per week? Well, you'd have to make $21,667 per month to max out the STD weekly benefit. At 95 trips for pay, all captains will make that rate, but first officers would not max out that benefit. A five-year FO would need to hit 108 trips for pay per month to max out the weekly STD payout. Everyone's trips for pay monthly average is different. Check out your benefits estimate by referencing the benefits cheat sheet on swapa.org. Next up, how much do I need to make to max out the LTD A benefit of $2,500 per month? Well, that figure is $25,000 per month. Again, every captain will make that amount, but a five-year FO would need to hit 124 trips for pay to max that out. Last, how much do I need to make to max out the LTD B benefit of $6,300 on month 7 of an LTD claim? That's $42,000 per month. Now we're talking real money. A 12-year captain would need to hit just over 132 trips for pay each month, and a brand new FO would need to do 360. That's some serious leg change override, but you can do it. All kidding aside, when current captain pay rates max out on 1 January 2028, TFP required to max out the benefit will have dropped to just over 113 per month. A question pertinent to all of us. What if I do not max out the benefit? How do I know what my benefit will be and what my premium would be? The Benefits Committee has produced a great cheat sheet. You can find it attached to benefits emails and on the benefits page on swapa.org. Look for your annual income or your monthly income on the left side, and then scroll to the right to see premiums and benefit amounts. More questions. Are STD and LTD payments tax-free? Yes, your premiums come out of your paycheck after taxes, so you paid Uncle Sam up front and won't need to pay him again during your disability claim. How about loss of license? Is the SWA loss of license tax-free? Well, that depends on what you have elected in the past. Does your paycheck say non-taxable LOL? If so, then you will receive the benefit tax-free. If it does not, then you will pay taxes on the LOL benefit. You can change your selection during the annual fall open enrollment period. What is the new hire bridge benefit? The bridge benefit was designed to help new hires that don't have much in their sick bank because they haven't been on property long enough to earn 200 sick trips to get them through the 60-day elimination period before loss of license kicks in. Eligible pilots are those approved for a loss of license claim within their first 20 months of employment at Southwest. It will be a one-time addition to your sick bank at 10 trips for pay per eligible bridge month. Bridge months are calculated as 20 months less the number of months of completed service. For example, a pilot hired on February 1st, 2024 that has a date of disability on October 21st, 2024, has 8 months of completed service, resulting in 12 months of bridge benefit. 20 minus 8 equals 12. That's so much math. 12 months times 10 TFP would equal a one-time payment of 120 TFP into the sick bank. Next up, a few items from the implementation schedule that took effect on April 1st. First, pairings are selectable in ELIT now up until 33 hours prior to daily open time close. At that point, pairings move from ELIT to the daily open time inventory. Daily open time closes at 0900 and 1300, but there is no longer a 1700 daily open time close. Instead, hourly open time, or HOT, begins at 1400 each day with a close each hour until 2300. Also, as of 1 April, sick leave accrual is at 10% of the straight TFP value of all duties to include rigs and overrides. There is an exception for JA, which will accrue at full pay credit of the JA pairing or duty period for unscheduled overnight JAs. Moving on to some of the questions contract admin has heard this week. First up, according to the new contract, flights requiring special airport qualification will receive a 5% override. Does this include airports like San Diego that mention a special airport qualification on the SIP? No. This override applies to those airports designated as special airport qualification in the IFOM. Currently, San Jose, Costa Rica is the only airport that qualifies for this override. Another, do I have to bid premium on a designated holiday in order to receive the 6.5 holiday pay override? No. Section 2.Juliet states that a pilot who performs duty or is on a wrap at any time during any designated holiday will be paid holiday override of 6.5 TFP for that duty period over and above your pairing pay. So if you are awarded a pairing, regardless at straight or premium, you will receive the 6.5 TFP override in addition to the pay for the award. Here's one from another pilot. I was recently on a scheduled deadhead. I attempted to pre-board with the crew and was told by the operations agent that I had to wait until the normal pre-boarding. Is this correct? Yes, this is still correct, but only for another 2 months. Pre-boarding with the crew for jump seat and deadhead is not scheduled to be implemented until second quarter 2024. This means the company has until June 30th to ensure full implementation of this provision. References here are sections 6.delta and 12.golf.6. A common GTO question. I recently had a long sit during a turn. However, I did not see any GTO annotated on my trip or payroll report. Has this override already been implemented? Yes, this provision has been implemented. However, the company is processing GTO for pay using a batch manual process. For this month, ground time override for the previous month should be accounted for by April 10th. If you have any questions or concerns after that date, please contact contract admin. As a reminder, the number in the pairing view page should turn green when GTO applies after 150 minutes of ground time. One final question. Prior to leaving the hotel to the airport on day 2 of our trip, I noticed our flight was running very late. I called scheduling and had them update our report time so I could remain at the hotel. However, I noticed I did not receive any ground time override for the delay. Is this correct? Yes, this is correct. Ground time override is only intended to pay extra for the time spent waiting at the airport or while waiting in a requested day room. However, the duty hour rig calculation will run from your original report time, and legalities will also be calculated from your original time. That wraps up the headlines and Q&A this week. As always, if there's something you want to hear more about on the show, please drop us a line at com@swapa.org. Thanks again for joining this week's Ride Report. If you missed anything, this transcript will be on the podcast page under the Communications tab on the SWAPA website. Fly safe, fly informed.